Dream big.
Yes, that's a wonderful way to dream. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dream big. Corning Glass put out a beautiful YouTube, and in it they expressed all of the imaginations they could, all the dreaming that they could, of what is in the present and the future. And by the present, it does exist as a technology, and it is being developed for utilization at a reasonable price for everyone in the world. It's such a fascinating thing to dream big. The people at Corning are really dreaming big. They're looking at all sorts of possibilities on their YouTube, on their glassware, and on their activities. And it's just amazing. The children have the little telephone that they use, and it works mostly by graphics. And they lay it on another sheet of glass in their kitchen, and it spreads out to be a picture. And the telephone is there rolling around the glass, and they're talking to their grandmother. And they're cooking, and they're reaching their finger down and touching the top of the stove to turn it on at a particular burner, and then turning their finger around on the burner itself to whatever speed of heat they want, and then they take the finger away. When they take the finger away, then the heat begins. The heat doesn't begin while their finger is there. That's a very thoughtful thing. That could burn your finger. But, you see, dream big. Dream big. When you dream big, you think, no, there's no limitation. And you don't say no limitation. There's only the unlimitable. Unlimited. That's part of our program, God Unlimited. And that's the wonderful thing about all of life. It's unlimited. Whatever we can dream can be a reality for us if we just let ourselves put it into motion. Now, there are a lot of people who are dreaming and who have no desire or no capacity to carry out their dreams. They have no desire, no capacity to put their dreams in motion and make them a reality. People dream about cars, and they dream how nice it would be to have certain aspects in a car. They dream about houses, how it'd be so nice to have certain aspects in a house, to have a house be just heated to its absolute perfection throughout the house with no drafts, where it could be lovely at all times, proper heat in the baby's nursery, proper heat in the living room, proper heat in the kitchen, proper heat in the bedrooms, proper heat wherever you want it. And this is not an impossible thing at all. This is not impossible. It doesn't have to make a big expensive object either, because many things are working out just like that, like Eden heaters. Are putting out a heater now that is a small little box, no more than about 2x2x2, and you set it in any room, and it'll heat a 100-foot square room just beautifully in 15 minutes and keep it all perfectly heated throughout the time you're using it at a minimum amount of electricity. And then a little larger one, maybe about no longer than 2x2x2 or 3, quite small. It heats 1,000 square feet, and it keeps it heated very beautifully and keeps it modulated very beautifully. Well, that's just one thing, and they're working on ceramics, they're working on copper, they're working on the things different than what normal heaters might be, and using far less electricity than any other technique might use. Dream big. What sort of dream do you have? Do you have a dream that you'd like to see the car of your life have a heat control for the seat, so when you sit in on a cold day, it's not so cold on the leather seat or on a fabric seat? Fabric seats are not bad, but leather seats are kind of cold. Or when you get in the car and the car has been sitting in the sun. So before you get in the car, you press a button on your key, and on the key it says, turn on the car temperature control to whatever it is that you have it normally set. And so by the time you get out to your car, you're finishing your cup of coffee, you're coming out for your to the car to drive to wherever you want to go, and the car is in perfect heat, just absolutely comfortable, absolutely wonderful. And you have your pets. And your pets should really have some sort of a container which keeps them so that they don't get bounced around in the car. And so you have this little cage that's all padded very nicely and very beautifully, and your dog jumps onto the seat, and the cage wraps around him in a beautiful way, and he's very well protected and very well enclosed. And your own seat belts, oh my goodness, they're such a bother putting them on sometimes, because you have to reach way over here and go way over there. But now the seat belt can just move across your body in perfect harmony and comfort and click itself in and be perfectly organized for you. Now, you say, well, how can a flexible seat belt move across your body and be put into the hitch properly and not feel like you're in some sort of a terrible restraint? Well, they have them. They have them. And they're developing them more and more. And just like you take your finger and you bring it across a piece of glass, and up comes the telephone, up comes the pictures of grandma, up comes the things that you're doing and you're working with, and you can be part of a team and part of a single group. Well, the same way works with the seatbelt arrangement. The same way works with whatever my imagination, whatever my dreaming big can dream for me. Now, do I want to dream big about all sorts of unnecessary things, things that don't touch my life? Well, if I do, they will be not quite as practical and quite as interesting as when I dream big about what touches my life. Now, what things touch my life? Well, what things touch my life? You might say, number one, are my relationships. So, how can I dream big about my relationships? Well, very easy. I dream big about my relationships by thinking that every person in my world is harmonious, is balanced, is wonderful, a joy to me, and a joy to the world. So, how can that be? You cannot control other people's lives. Oh, but you can control your own aura. They have, I don't know what you would call it, they have fragrances. And these fragrances, when you have them around you, they affect you. In colleges and universities around the country, they've been doing experiments with the fragrances. And they've been giving certain fragrances to students before the exam. And those students who were smelling these fragrances did perfectly on the exam. And they put other fragrances out, and the students did poorly on the exam. And they found that these fragrances motivated these people in ways that they were not even aware to utilize talents within them they hadn't even realized they had. There are so many wonderful things that are going on. We call DNA and the gene strings and all that kind of thing. And these things truly are important. They truly are wonderful. But how are they formed? How are they manipulated? How are they utilized? They're utilized by our thought. They're utilized by the fragrances that are in our life. They're utilized by the foods that we eat. Now, wouldn't it be beautiful to have all of our foods in such a practical, beautiful way that they are absolutely, you might say, safe, absolutely perfect, ideal for our body? We think, oh, it has to be natural foods, it has to be this and that. Not really. We live in a world that is chemically bound by more than we realize. And we live in a world that is mentally bound by more than we realize. And when we can be big dreamers, we'll realize that we already are in that world. We already are in that. They had smell-o-vision. They want to have the odors coming across in television and in the movie theaters and have people be affected by them. And they are. And they are. Subliminal advertising has been going on for a long time, and it's probably used a lot more than we realize. And we are subject to that subliminal advertising more than we realize. And it's not fair, and yet it's fair. It's part of the big dream. Now, the big dream, as far as I'm concerned, concerns each one of us individually. You dream big that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You dream big that you have a beautiful mental attitude at all times about all things in life. You dream big that you are surrounded by harmonious people. You dream big that there is peace on earth and that everyone is enjoying abundance and everyone is enjoying the opulence of food, the opulence of medical care and other things that might be beneficial to them. You dream big that all the medical conditions are already taken care of and that the body, the human body, is so beautifully made. Its immune system is so perfectly attuned that it no longer is subject to any malfeasance, any disease, anything that is not beneficial to it. And all we have to do is open our eyes, open our heart, open our vision, open our thought, open our recognition that it is already done. For in the beginning, the world was created and it was called good and very good. And that's never changed. Although some of our attitudes have changed, and those attitudes have kept us from experiencing that good and very good universe. We stopped dreaming big and we started taking things and saying there's nothing we can do about it. Saying that that's the way the world is going, that the environmental situations are so powerful that we cannot control them. Well, all we have to do is just take a little step and say, I believe. A little step and say, it is done now. A little step and dream big. Dream so big and so wonderful and so fantastic that all of the desires of your heart are fulfilled right now, that all of the thoughts that you ever had pass through your mind as a possibility for a good experience are now taking place in your life. For truly, they are now taking place in your life. Truly, they are now a reality in your world, just as they are in mine. They're a reality in all of life. And it all depends on just one little thing. One little thing. And that little thing is where I say, it is done. That little thing is where I say, it is accomplished. And so it is. Say this for yourself. Enjoy this for yourself. Know this for yourself. And as you do that, you'll find that life is wonderful. Say to yourself, I like me as I do. And you'll find that you'll wake up with a smile on your face. You'll go through the day with a smile on your face. You'll have every experience of your life with a smile on your face. And everything is in absolute divine order at all times with a smile on your face. And it's wonderful when you say, I like me. I like me. I like me.